This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I get ready for Halloween with some great pumpkin events, and we shed a tear as we say goodbye to Small Bar Division. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we've made it over 50 episodes. We're still kicking. We're going. No guests this week, though, sadly.
But we're back. We're back and better than ever.
Right. Brad. It's just us drinking. As always, we're drinking local beer.
Yeah, man.
This time we have gold medal winner right here, right?
Yeah, man. This is the Heyoka, the India Pale. You know, this is Half Acres IPA, by the way, Heyoka. Not sure what Heyoka means. They don't really tell you at all on this.
I feel like it's something you yell at someone like, Heyoka!
Heyoka! Yeah, man. Pretty sweet artwork, man. Like, you know, Southwestern inspired kind of desert influence. You know, there's cactus and snakes and, you know, that kind of thing.
It kind of makes you thirsty looking at it. It just feels like.
Like this is your oasis
in
the desert. I love it, man. Big, piney, grassy, boozy IPA. I dig it.
Like, do you think they'll update this can design to put, like, gold medal winner somewhere on here?
They don't seem like those guys, though, right?
Okay. Probably, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, put a little medal on the cactus or something.
It would be cool, though, for them. Yeah, for so people can know, like, hey, this was 279 beers in that category. And I think they took like the silver,
It wasn't gold. It was silver.
No, there's somebody else took gold. They weren't local, so I don't remember them.
Oh, okay.
But it was somebody we didn't know.
So not gold, silver.
Silver. They took silver. Yeah, which is impressive. That's the largest category ever.
Yeah, that's crazy. So. It's a great IPA, but it's also one that I almost commonly overlooked, I guess, until it won. I was like, all right, yeah, this is good.
You kind of take them for granted, man, because a Daisy Cutter, you know, is a staple. If, you know, and plus you can find Daisy Cutter at, like, you know, Soldier Field. You can find Daisy Cutter if you can't find anything else good local. You'll find Daisy Cutter at stores. So that's the one I always go to. But, yeah, to be honest with you, the only time I had Heyoka, you know, before this was when we saw each other at Big Hugs.
Okay.
So, like, last winter.
Yeah, because this is their winter IPA,
This is a winter IPA. So, went over the budget, got as much Big Hugs as possible, got some glassware, and got like a 4-pack or whatever it was at Heyoka. And that was the last time I had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll probably, at the next Big Hugs, I'll definitely get some more. I'm sure they'll be selling a lot of it now that it's the winter. But as we drink these tall boys, and they're going down fast.
Yeah, right?
We should get into
Are we out of these? We should go get some more.
I know. We should go get some more. We should get into what we did this past week. And for me, it was not a lot.
God damn it, Brad.
I did make it to Radler and Emporium Logan and Logan Arcade and played pinball and drank. I drank liter of beers at Radler for Oktoberfest. They have liters going on. So
yeah,
that was a mistake. I was the only person who was brave enough to order the liter at my table.
But
and
the liter is like beer doesn't get – I mean – like the style
gotta,
points on a real leader.
Yeah, and you got to drink it fast because it's Oktoberfest. It's warming up. You got to get that power through it.
You got to get it down, man.
So that was my week of drinking the leader and then being like, that was a mistake. And then I took it easy.
I didn't do too much, man. I didn't go to any beer events. I did last night. I went to the Godfrey Hotel, man. They had an event called the Manhattan Experience.
Okay.
It was the Woodford Reserve Bourbon. They had a Manhattan making contest.
Oh, okay.
So there were local mixologists from around town. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate that they didn't get into where the mixologists were from. I kind of wanted to hear that part.
So you could know, like, I love this one. Go back to this bar.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you go to this event, right, and they you get like a token for, you know, one free drink. So you go to the Godfrey bar and they're either giving you a Manhattan or a sidecar.
Okay.
And then you get smaller portions of these drinks that are entered into this contest, and they're going to pick a winner on the spot at the end of the night.
Oh, nice.
You know, so.
What were you going for? Were you going for the Manhattan, or were you going for the sidecar?
I'm more of a Manhattan guy.
Okay.
I think the sidecar's got, like, some kind of, like, orange Cointreau or something, like some orange liqueur or just straight up orange juice or something in it.
Yeah, I forget what's in a sidecar. Yeah,
I like, I'm more of a Manhattan guy.
Okay.
So there were four contestants, right? And you know, their stuff was good, but the one that really stood out to me, there was this one guy who had his drink had pumpkin puree and blackstrap molasses in it.
In his Manhattan?
Actually, it's a Manhattan contest. So it was in his Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a traditional Manhattan, it's their own take on the Manhattan.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So that was the one that had the best flavor profile.
Oh, neat.
You know, it was like, it was warm and it was a little sweeter. And, you know, blackstrap molasses, just as a name for anything that's edible.
It sounds tough.
Kind of a cool blackstrap molasses sounds pretty fucking rad.
You could put that on like a muffin or something. It's like, damn, yeah.
I'm getting my daughter this birthday cake. Do you have any blackstrap molasses you can add to this before I buy it? But that was the one that tasted the best.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Quite honestly, man, the Godfrey Hotel is a great space. They got an outdoor roof, you know. Not an outdoor roof, a fourth floor bar, sorry.
Okay. I hope their roof's outdoor. The indoor roof.
They got a fourth floor bar and an outdoor roof. No, they got the bar's on the fourth floor, and then they have the patio. And the patio is like a very winterized.
Okay.
Lots of heat lamps and, you know, like this, like, infinity fireplace. And oh, cool. It was just really cool. Lots of big, pretty wood everywhere. And the skyline's right there because it's right in River North. It was really, actually, I spent a lot of time out there.
Nice, yeah.
You know, and their space is cool. So you can have, like, you know, half the bar for a private space and then these glass windows close so that the front half of the bar can be open for business, you know?
Okay.
So.
Were they open? Like, were other people in there?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was a nice partition. It's a great space for an event.
Nice.
But yeah, they kind of ran out of hors d'oeuvres, man. And so I didn't find out who won the event. But if I had a vote, it would be the dude with the blackstrap molasses pumpkin puree.
Sure.
Manhattan. Okay. His was the best.
Well, yeah, you're drinking Manhattans all night. You gotta stay full. You gotta
eat, man.
So, yeah. Dangerous.
So the funny part was, like, the guys who were making the Manhattans at Godfrey, theirs were nowhere near as good as, like, the four dudes who were in this competition.
Were they just doing a traditional,
just a traditional Manhattan.
Is it orange and then the cherry?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the ones in the contest were much better, but they came in smaller, like, taster portions so everyone could try it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was cool. You know, Woodford Reserve, you know, I just brought it up because, you know, beer and whiskey, those circles cross a lot.
For sure, yeah.
You know, most recently I can remember Haymarket, they had a Passion House coffee porter that they aged in Woodford Reserve barrels.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Goose Pub, they use Woodford Reserve barrels a lot. And just, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference between beer and bourbon other than, hey, you make a beer and you distill it, right? And that was bourbon.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, that's not exactly it, but for the most part, right? They're similar.
They are similar, yeah.
Yeah. So it was cool.
Nice. So that was the only thing you made it to? You took it easy?
Yeah.
Rested?
It was light, man. Yeah, I chilled pretty hard this week.
All right. Well, then, yeah, let's quickly get into the events this coming week. There's a bunch, and especially with Halloween coming up, there's a lot of, like, Halloween-themed ones happening, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we got on the calendar?
Yeah, let's get right into it, man. So tomorrow is Wednesday, and out in Naperville, there's the first annual Hollywood Craft Beer Festival. So there's a movie theater called Hollywood Palms.
Palms?
Yeah, Hollywood Palms. And, they're doing a beer event.
Okay, so Wednesday beer event
at a movie theater.
All right. Yeah. I'm intrigued.
So it's a $40 ticket. You get 12 tickets for 3-ounce samples, and then it gets you entry into one of two movies. One is Halloween.
Okay.
The other one is Old School. You know, the one with Will Ferrell in it.
All right. So is this a so is this just a beer event, or is it like a Halloween event? Like, why? Those are two very different movies.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of weird. So they've invited seven breweries out. This looks like Kona and Lagunitas are a couple of the breweries, which is kind of cool. Salamoth will be there because they're in Naperville.
Okay.
But yeah.
Why not show two Halloween movies? Like, even if you could have did, like, a funny Halloween movie, you could have did, like, I don't know, you could have did Hocus Pocus or, I don't know, I can't even.
You go to this thing, you're going to get
Could just Scream, right? Like
Scream would be actually a good movie to pair with.
And Halloween.
To pair with the Michael Myers movie. Yeah. Right, I'm with you. Yeah, but
or even Scary Movie. You know, if you want to have some fun and you need a comedy there, Scary Movie, right?
I remember that movie. Yeah, that was when they were making fun of Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Old School and Halloween?
Those are your choices, man.
I feel like I'm going to pick Old School if I went because I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm
Blue. You're my boy, Blue. It was funny, man. That was a funny movie. Yeah. So that's a 5:30 start out in Naperville.
So do you watch the movie? Do you drink the beer and then go watch the movie? Or can you watch the movie and you leave and go get more beer?
So this is what they're saying, right? So like you show up at 5:30 and then that's when, you know, apparently the whole theme of their theater is, you know, like the Hollywood red carpet movie premiere setting. So you walk down a red carpet, uh-huh. and that's where the breweries are going to be. So the brewery reps and the taps, you know, like a traditional, you know, beer fest. That starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And then at 8 is when you pick one of the two movies. Okay. So it's a beer fest that concludes with a movie showing.
All right. Then you have to pick the comedy because you're going to be in the dark. You're kind of boozed up. And you need to laugh, otherwise you may fall asleep. Yeah. Even if it's a scary movie and you're like intensely watching, it's just darker and like the music's slower. I'm falling asleep. So,
yeah.
So go comedy.
I agree. I agree. So that's Wednesday the 22nd. That's 5:30. Movie starts at 8:30. That's a $40 ticket out in Naperville.
Cool. Also Wednesday, over at Chop Shop. Is women in craft beer panel. And so get to drink some beer and learn about women working in craft beer industry. It's the She's Crafty Women in Craft Beer at?
No, She's Crafty. I know that's the group that they're like, they're also, they double as like a all-girl Beastie Boys tribute band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And the panel's hosted by women working in mixed media. So this includes Claudia over at Temperance, Kim from Hail to the Ale, a couple other ladies. And so, yeah, definitely worth checking out. Chop Shop is great space. And I think we even have a Juan Kim event later in the week, too. So,
yeah, that's a two-level restaurant with a deli in the front. Mm-hmm. Deli in the front, restaurant upstairs, and then an event.
Show in the back.
Show in the back, right? It's pretty cool. It's right in Wicker Park, right off the blue line at Damon. That's a nice space.
Yeah, it's 2033 West North Avenue. So, yeah, Women in Craft Beer Panel. I don't know if there's a price on it. I feel like it was like a $30 ticket, $50 for two people. So bring a friend, save $10. What else we got? Nothing else to say.
It's, so also Wednesday, this is Wednesday, October 22nd, at the Green Lady up on North Lincoln is the Green Lady's, I get the Roman numerals throw me, man. Five is one V, is that five? Jesus Christ, I can't believe I'm saying this on the air, man.
No, V is just five.
Well, what's the one in front of the V, though?
I think that's four.
Okay, good. Right? So I was right. All right, cool. The Green Lady Great Pumpkin 4.
Someone's going to be like, that's six.
That's not right. Oh, my gosh. Apparently, we suck at Spanish here, and we suck at Roman numerals on this show. This is a Green Lady event, and she's doing her annual pumpkin tasting. So she's got 10 pumpkin beers on draft. And then also, she'll have Pumpking 2013 and then this year's Pumpking.
Okay.
Always like those events because, you know, when we did the Hop, what's the big one from Bell's? Hop Slam.
Yeah.
Hop Slam from last year and then the current year. And the previous year, it kind of turns into like this barley wine.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's cool to see the transformation, you know, when the hops fall out.
Because it's super sweet. But I feel like a pumpkin beer aged like that doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't change as much as you would maybe expect something else to change. But maybe it is a bit different.
Yeah. So if you're curious, 8 o'clock, 22nd, Green Lady.
I don't know if I've ever been to the Green Lady.
Been there maybe once or twice. Okay. She's got a great tap list. Got those leather bound menus, real jazzy spot. Like all the lighting is green. Okay. I think green's her favorite color. It's funny because she said people come in there and they hear the green lady.
Yeah.
And they think it's like, you know, like she's holding, like she's got, you know, like she's got weed. Like
smoking.
Right. Was, like, okay. Like it's a place you can smoke. She's like, no.
Hmm.
Just, yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, in a couple of years, once it's legal here, she can be like, all right, we're doing that too.
So that's set for Wednesday. So
man, that's a busy Wednesday. All right.
Yeah.
Hump day, man. You gotta, you know, drink some beer.
Get after it.
So Thursday, what do we got?
Thursday is the Rockwell's Freak Nasty Founders Fest.
Okay.
So this is at Rockwell's Neighborhood Grill. This is up on North Rockwell Street, 4632 North Rockwell. So they got Founders beers for days, man. They got like 15 Founders beers,
mm-hmm.
including Bolt Cutter, a lot of stuff from the Backstage series, and along with KBS and, you know, Backwoods Bastard, which is, what's their big Scotch ale?
I'm blanking now.
I'm blanking too.
Was the Bolt Cutter?
Oh, Dirty Bastard.
Dirty Bastard. The Bolt Cutter people went nuts for.
Yeah, that was the one where it was like this real, it was a barley wine and it came in the Bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was really good. Oh, so Backwoods Bastard is the Scotch ale. Backwoods Bastard is the Dirty Bastard in bourbon barrels for a year.
Okay.
This is, oh, but then in addition to all the beers, they've got like all these different foods that they're using beer in.
Oh, that's
all the Founders.
Like all the Founders beers, like a different dish, like a, what do they got? They have like a Mussels with All Day IPA or something?
Like, close, yeah. Okay. They got the pretzels with the Centennial IPA beer cheese, the Dirty Bastard braised pork, Dirty Bastard stone ground mustard barbecue sauce,
oh, nice.
All Day IPA pickles.
Oh, pickles, okay.
Yeah. Breakfast out with breakfast out beer bread pudding with Rebaeus ice cream.
Okay.
I think Rebaeus is like the fruit beer.
Right. It was cherry. It might be strawberry now.
Yeah.
Or,
some sort of red fruit. Yeah. That's from 5 to 10 on Thursday, the 23rd, up at Rockwell's.
Nice.
The Rockwell's guys are the guys who started the Ale Man. So the Ale Man is the brewery that won that homebrew contest, and they got to brew their beer with Stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so those guys.
So the Daytime or Dayman?
The Dayman.
Dayman.
With the coffee IPA.
Okay.
Yeah. Which sounds weird, but you know what else I had? Side note, I had a.
Well, Dayman's a reference to Always Sunny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I've had the their coffee IPA was good. I had a coffee Hefeweizen from Solemn Oath at Oak Park Microbrew Review a few years ago.
Coffee Hefeweizen?
Yeah, which sounds like really wacky.
Yeah,
but then when you drink it.
Was it dark?
No. It was just like, you know, kind of like a cloudy yellow, just like any Hef would be.
Oh, okay.
But it was weird to read. And then when you tasted it, it's for some reason it worked.
Yeah, I'm interested to know how they brewed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so that's Thursday.
Thursday.
One more event Thursday. I think I'm going to go to this one, man. This is Local Brews and Grooves. So this is the House of Blues' first ever craft beer event. So $50 VIP, $10 general admission. So House of Blues, if you've never been, man, they've got the restaurant downstairs and then the big stage upstairs.
Right.
So this event's going to be on both floors.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So they've literally got 10 bands, and then they've got about 20 craft breweries.
And it's really easy to get to. It's like not that far from the Grand Red Line stop. Clark and Lake isn't that far. You can easily walk over there.
It's true. 329 North Dearborn. This is a this was kind of cool. They're calling so downstairs is called the Foundation Room, and then so the music will be on both floors, and then all the breweries will be on both floors as well. So you can get a VIP ticket, or you can just pay $10 to get in, and then you can pay like an additional fee to get samples.
Oh, so it's like $10 to see the bands.
Exactly.
And then if you want samples, then that costs extra.
Right.
That's kind of nice if you just wanted to see some bands, and then you know people are giving up tickets too, so you can just kind of get in there for $10 and probably a drink too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that sounds like a win.
Nice. What time does that kick off?
That kicks off pretty early. That kicks off at 5:30. Actually, not too early.
Okay.
5:30 start for that. That's probably going to run all night at House of Blues.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Wednesday and Thursday are big days. Anything Friday?
I got nothing on Friday, man.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. And then, so Saturday, back at the Chop Shop.
Yeah, so this is the Boo-ha-ha. So this is Juan Kim's signature event series. So Juan does these, Juan's a chef. You know, he works at the Whole Foods, Lincoln Park, you know, up in their kitchen. They have beer dinners there. And then he's really into graffiti and art, so he does, like, a lot of signage around town. He does all of, like, Goose's signage and stuff, when you see him at events and stuff, that kind of thing. Oh, but Juan throws these parties, too. So this is the Boo-ha-ha. So Boo-ha-ha is a party that celebrates Chicago beer, underground breweries, as well as commercial breweries. I love how we're calling them underground breweries now.
Right, they're, like, not quite nano. They're sort of homebrew. They're homebrew with the idea to start a brewery, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And this is where we were talking about, you know, the Rockwell guys, and they started Ale Man. Ale Man won this competition. That was actually a Juan Kim event. It was called Iron Brew.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So this is it's cool. It's a good place because a lot of these guys have some creativity in their branding and in their recipes, and this is a chance to showcase what the really, really little guys are doing.
Oh, okay. Nice. And you've gone to a couple of his events, right?
Yeah, yeah. We did a documentary on one, and then we've attended a few events. It's a fun time.
Cool.
You know, you might black out at a Juan Kim event.
Oh, jeez. But you got the deli in the front.
Deli in the front. So, yeah, Chop Shop's a great space for something like this, man. So this is actually a costume contest as well as a craft beer event that celebrates all things Chicago. Looks like every brewery on this list is from Chicago.
Awesome. So it's like a good event for Saturday. I think I have a Halloween party, so I don't know if I'll make it there.
Yeah. This is a $35 ticket from 2 to 7, Saturday the 25th at the Chop Shop.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So I don't think we have anything on Sunday.
No.
But we got a couple things on Monday.
Yeah, there's a Monday event at Eataly Chicago. So this is the Windy City Beer Betties. They have a monthly social, and it rotates breweries. I think last time it was a dry hop. They did a brunch at dry hop and a brewery tour.
Right.
So they're a female beer appreciation group.
Right.
So this month's event is going to be, the October social is going to be at Eataly Chicago right downtown. So that's October 27th from 6 to 8. So you get to meet the head brewer, and they have a Q&A with him as well.
Did they announce the head brewer for Chicago Eataly, or is this still the Eataly head brewer in general?
It's a good question. The guy's name is Tyler Prokop. Not sure if he's just for Chicago or like how he's affiliated, but
okay.
Head brewer on some level for either this one or for another one.
I still haven't made it to the Chicago Eataly. I've been in the New York one, and it was confusing as hell.
Dude, it's like a really big supermarket.
Right, restaurant in the middle, and like, where do I eat and where do I shop?
Exactly.
Can I just open this up and eat this right here?
Like cafeteria style. You're right. You walk in and it's a grocery store, and then you go to floor two, and it's like this massive like cafeteria with like 50 different like you know vendors.
All right, the New York one, it had restaurants in the middle of the grocery store, and just people standing there. So it's like, can I eat here? And
it's weird. Yeah, it is weird. I haven't been. I went to like the night before they opened, there was like a little get together in the brewery part.
Yeah.
But they weren't brewing yet. And then you didn't really get to see the space like in full bloom with like actual people there. So I haven't really been.
Okay.
So I kinda wanna see it.
Yeah, I need to check it out. I don't know.
Yeah, they got really great. They got copper tanks up there,
mm-hmm.
and they got like a nice little tasting room too.
Yeah, especially if they're brewing there now, so it'd be nice to try some of the.
Yeah, like what are they drinking? Yeah. What you guys pouring? What are you guys making?
What you got?
What's going on?
Well, also on Monday over at Small Bar Division is a Firestone Walker pop up tap room.
Small Bar Division.
Yeah, I think you know. Heard the news, they're closing.
Yeah, nice 10-year run for Small Bar Division.
Yeah.
So at one point, the Small Bar concept had three different spaces, right?
Right, so Division, Logan, and Fullerton.
And then something happened with the ownership, so Logan is a separate owner from
as Division. So and then they kind of split, they each got a Small Bar.
Each got a Small Bar.
And then they sold Fullerton.
Yeah, which is now the Beer Bistro North.
Yeah. And now we're going to be down one less Small Bar. So the only Small Bar Logan exists. And different owner, Phil, is not involved. Phil's a great guy. And
I know you guys have had parties at that Small Bar, right? Was it that one?
No, we used to do the burger and beer events at Small Bar Fullerton.
At Fullerton, okay.
With Mambacue.
Okay. Mambacue.
And so it's kind of be sad to see Small Bar go. It's almost like I'm running out of places to go to that I would go to on Division Street. I got Jerry's still and Bangers and Lace.
Yeah, Jerry's and Bangers and Lace at the beginning of the block near Ashland, and right in the middle is Jerry's. And then, like, the anchor on the other end was the Small Bar Division.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know when we went to do Division Street, you know, there's, you know, Crisp and Cider and Miller. They're kind of running all the stuff that you can buy in tents.
Yeah.
But then the island that you could really just go have some good stuff at was Small Bar. We hung out there for events like that. And then a lot of Goose events were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a nice change of pace on that street, because that street is full of, like, you know.
Yeah, 50-50. It's like sportsy bar, especially that corner. That corner has become kind of...
Damon, right?
Yeah, Damon and Division's kind of become a little ridiculous. You have Rainbow Club.
Yeah.
And then you have 50-50. You have Fat Poor.
Yeah.
Taco place sandwiched in there, and then so it's kind of nuts right there.
The Frosted Mug crowd, if you will, right?
Okay, it's a nice way to put it, I guess. The Frosted Mug crowd. Okay, so it'll be kind of a month. There's a great interview on Good Beer Hunting's website with Phil and Michael.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just bowing out. I kind of wonder what's next for him, because it was a cool space.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of curious to see what happens next. So, but cheers to a 10-year run on a block like that, you know?
Right. It's what he's seen Division change in 10 years is crazy. Like the Starbucks going in until now. Like,
right.
That's nuts.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's, but Monday, definitely hit up one of these events at Small Bar Division before they close in the next... A little over about a month, so, and say goodbye and just, like, you know, have a final beer there.
Yeah,
but
they're doing a really cool pre-FOBAB event on the 13th. We're going to talk about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely get over to Small Bar before they close.
But this is the Firestone Walker pop-up, 6 o'clock, November 3rd. They usually have, like, 4 or 5 beers from that brewery and just kind of go there. They usually have a little deal, and you can get tastes of all these beers.
Yeah, and they just took gold, Firestone, for their Pivo. It was a German pills. They just took gold
at
Denver.
That's a tasty beer.
Yeah. Nice and hoppy.
It's no DBA, but it's good.
I guess I'll take this Pivo if you're at a DBA.
I guess so.
Yeah.
DBA, though, I can just... I drink it, and it's just, like, gone. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Where'd it go? Yeah. Someone drank my beer.
That dude. Yeah. That dude's cranking out gold right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, they're going to be brewing Pliny.
Firestone is?
Yeah.
Like for Russian River?
Exactly. They're contracting for Russian River. So there's an expansion going on at Russian River.
Okay.
So they won't be able to produce as much beer. And during that period, you know, Firestone, he tapped Firestone and said, hey, do you mind doing this?
Okay.
So Firestone's going to be cranking out. Everything you get in bottles will still come from Russian River.
Yeah.
But all their draft accounts, that Pliny.
Is going to go through Firestone.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Firestone people are like, yes, we'll take some. Give us that recipe, right?
Right. I bet you if anyone else asked him to contract brew, he'd probably tell him to go scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you get a chance to make Pliny.
Right. And they're not that far away. I'm sure they're friends. And
yeah. Yeah. California, mm-hmm. Central Cali.
So Monday night. And then we have one more event for Tuesday before we get out of here. And we'll have another podcast next week to talk about the following week. So what do we got on Tuesday?
All right. So Tuesday, we got the 4th annual Great Pumpkin Party. This is up at Fountainhead. This is from 7 to 9. It's a $15 ticket. So the pumpkin event, this is a cool pumpkin event because you can actually reserve a pumpkin carving kit. So they'll give you a pumpkin, they'll give you a kit, and then you can get beer to pour through that after you carve it for $15.
Okay.
You know?
So you like fill up a keg, basically.
Yeah. Well, first you carve it. Yeah. But then, yeah, you can get whatever beer you want, and then you can fill it.
Wait, how do you carve your pumpkin and then fill it with beer? You're going to have holes in it.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think, so, yeah, you actually just, like, shot down the whole concept here. Yeah.
You can't have a jack-o'-lantern
so
with,
you
like,
can't,
a face and everything.
Right. So you can't have, like, a decorative carved pumpkin.
Okay.
You can only, you get to carve your pumpkin and then like tap it. Like carve it enough so that it's tapped to pour beer through.
Okay, so it's more of those like shaving kind of.
Right, like you probably cut the top and then cut the front and then a little spout goes in it.
Okay.
Carving like that, not like traditional carving.
Okay.
That's actually a good point, so we shouldn't mislead people.
Because it sounded great, like carving like, pumpkin. Shit, and then, wait, how's the beer staining?
Yeah, there's all these holes in the pumpkin now. this pumpkin's got eyes and the nose and the mouth. How am I going to pour beer in it?
Do you then, you're going to have to drink that pumpkin beer like almost instantly, right?
Yeah, you carve this pumpkin and put beer in it. You're going to have to drink
it. And then you stay there and drink it.
Yeah, and then when it's done, then I think you carve it any way you want, right? Oh. Could you do that then?
I guess. Oh, man, I didn't really think. Did they think this through?
Or just come out for beer and music. Okay. Those will be there too. Hmm. Yeah, so they've, let's see, about 10 pumpkin beers there.
Okay.
Yeah, and the option to carve a pumpkin.
Have you ever filled a pumpkin with beer before?
I have not. I've seen videos.
Yeah.
I'm curious. It looks cool.
It does look cool.
I'd love to do that.
I'd love to. I've never been to a party either where someone had that. It seems like a great idea and easy, and like people would love to have some of it. But pumpkins aren't that big, right? So how much beer fits in like a maybe a growler, right?
And then what happens? Like you carve the top off this pumpkin, and then you kind of like gut the pumpkin out, like clean the pumpkin, like get everything out of the middle, hollow the pumpkin.
Yeah, you can't have everything.
You don't want all that stuff in the pumpkin. So you hollow the pumpkin, then you fill it with the beer.
Yeah. Well, you probably put the hole in first for the spout before you fill it. Right.
Yeah.
Just process-wise. Steps.
Or you could just come out for the beer and the music.
It sounds like a less messy way to handle your Tuesday night.
Yeah. But that'll be cool. That's at Fountainhead. That's at 7 p.m. on Tuesday the 28th.
Cool. Well, I think that'll do it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, if people want to find you, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, it's at Brad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website is chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. There's links to iTunes. Leave us a review there. We love seeing those. Helps other people find the show. And Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We post photos, other events we find. There's always cool stuff coming up that we maybe either forgot to talk about or, you know, we shared ahead of time so you can know about it. So like us up there. And that'll do it for, I think this is episode 51.
Right on.
So we're out of here.
Cheers.